Tell us about a man called Bill Wilkins.
Well, this is much, much later on. This is, if this is what you're talking about, the voice that is meant to have sort of just happened in the house. I mean, I found that a little far-fetched. It was quite some months on, but the yes, there were voices that you heard. Where they were coming from, I have no idea.
This is supposedly the voice of who? You explain this to us, Graham.
Well, it was just a voice that happened in the house. I mean, there are lots of other people there, the members of the Society of Psychical Research who are there studying this whole phenomenon. Yeah, it was, you know, it was down to them to explain. I was there purely as a photographer, but to me, it was a voice that just heard every so often, purporting to be someone who'd lived there, who'd died there.
And this person was purportedly speaking through Janet. How do you react to that, Graham?
Well, I was never truly convinced of that. Everyone else seemed to be pretty sure, but it was the one thing that left a lot more doubt. They had to bring in all sorts of people, ended up with even ventriloquists coming in to try and work out whether it was physically possible for an 11-year-old girl to make that sort of sound.
Is it?
Ask them. I have no idea. You know, I don't think so. No, I would have thought that's far too deep. I don't know. But it wasn't as convincing for me as when you're in a room and you know that the next door room has got nobody in. There is a barred up window. There's a door which only leads into the room you're in. You've been in there, seen that there's no one in there. You've come out, and as you shut the door, bang, and you go back in, the sofa's tipped up. Now, that's pretty convincing. So voices, I can take or leave.
And what was captured in that house, allegedly, because I'm going to continue to be the cynic.
Well, I join you in that one, yes.
Apparently taken.
Well,
Of 11-year-old Janet Hodgkin. You took them. With her apparently levitating.
Yes, apparently levitating. That's right. Yes, that's my phrase as well. That's what I'm told by all these experts that were there, that's what she was doing. I took them. I was downstairs in a room. They were taken remotely. For the reasons, really, you're trying to let... We're there for months, night after night for months. And we want the family to have as normal a life as possible. Your camera is set up in the room. We'd sit down in the room listening through a tape recorder live to what was happening in that room. As soon as you heard anything go bang or a scream or a bed spring creak, then I'd fire the camera. The following day, when the film's processed, we noticed that we had a sequence of Janet coming from the bed across the room and landing on the floor.
And when you see these photographs, and I've seen them, it's freaky. It's quite extraordinary.
I can see that they could have been caused by somebody jumping, but I'm told by all the experts they're not.
It's the expression on this little girl's face, Graham.
Well, she's horrified.
That freaks me. She is.
Yes,
she's traumatized.
Horrified. She was for the whole time we were there. Whenever these things happened, she was scared. She just wanted it to go away. She wasn't doing it for fun, that's for sure.
So you took the photographs. You've seen the evidence. What do you put it down to? Is that little girl possessed?
No. No. I think the most simplistic form is when I was at school, we used to get a sheet of paper and we put iron filings on top of it, put a magnet underneath, and we'd move the magnet around. And we all know what happens. We know exactly, it's good fun. We all do it. We know exactly what it is. It's just some force that happens around pre-pubescent kids that just is trying to find a way out. She came from a very, very hard background, a really tough family. And she just had this pent-up emotion that just was trying to get out.